I have the strong character of a Spartan. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I have the strong character of a Spartan. All of my life I have lived in a strong character of the Spartan. I have enjoyed reading the stories of the Spartan peoples and how they lived and how they acted and the manner of which they conducted their life. And I've always thought, gee, that's a terrific way to live. That's a terrific way to be. Not needing much, enjoying everything that you have, never looking for the luxuries of life, but having every beautiful thing and every wonderful thing that you could possibly have. And yet, in this desire for being and enjoying all the good things of life, and yet not aspiring after the luxuries of life, to have, indeed, all the luxuries of life. You see, oftentimes we think that more is better, much more is better. And in that process, we end up with one little problem. And that problem is, whatever we have, we have to take care of it. Now, we don't have to take care of it because it is necessary for us to take care of it, but because we think we have to take care of it. If we were to buy some virgin land and leave it virgin and just enjoy it, walk upon its grounds and go into its forests and swim in its brooks and rivers and lakes and enjoy the beautiful sky over it, enjoying the rain, enjoying the elements, oh, build a shelter perhaps, that's a lovely thing to do, have a lovely home, and the home would have all the amenities that a home should have, but it would be a happy, joyful, beautiful home. It wouldn't have to be the greatest swimming pool in the world because I have all these rivers and lakes and oceans. It wouldn't have to be the most beautiful house in the world because around me are the trees and the sky. Around me are nature at its very finest. And I've always enjoyed nature at its very finest. I've always enjoyed all of these things at their very finest because that's what life is all about. Life is about enjoying what you have. You know, the vast majority of human beings who live in houses and they live in cities and they live in communities, and you look at the people who live in these places and they go to and from their work and they go to and from the grocery stores and to and from school and to and from all sorts of things, and as they do this, what are they doing? Are they enjoying the trees, the flowers, the birds, the bees? Are they enjoying the sky, the mountains? As I have observed so often, I visit with people in very, very charming places. Switzerland and Nigeria, in Africa, in South America, and New Zealand and Australia, the Philippines, all around the world. And as I visit with these people, I'm like a sightseer, you might say, or a tourist. I gawk up at the skyscrapers of New York and see how magnificent they are. But I'm sure that I would be like anyone else, probably. After living in New York for a while, you don't gawk at the skyscrapers anymore. You're one with them. You have melded into them. As you are living in the beautiful mountains and valleys of Switzerland, with the snow as glorious as it always is, with the mountain pristine and clear, a snowstorm now and then, but only for parts of the year. It's a glorious place to live, and I would sit with people looking out their window and seeing the beautiful Matterhorn and seeing the beautiful mountains, and I say to them, what a view you have, what an inspiring, uplifting view. And then I noticed in their living room, instead of their chairs facing outward toward the view, it faces inward toward the television. And isn't this how we oftentimes do it? Here we have the entire universe at our disposal to enjoy and participate in. And what do? We close ourselves up and watch just what goes on the television, just what goes on in our small circle. The Spartans were people who were really difficult people. They were people that you and I could not really equate ourselves to, because the men were trained to live in very barren circumstances. They were trained to be warriors, basically. That's the only thing I didn't admire so much about that, but they were trained to be very strong people. And they would sleep on a slab of stone, and they would be very comfortable. And they would be living on fewer vegetables and fewer meats and fewer foods, and their bodies would be strong and vital and healthy and alive. And they would have fewer of the amenities that life seemed to afford to many other people, and their bodies would be healthier, they would be healthier, their life would be healthier, they seemingly would be happier, because they learned to enjoy all the little things they had. Now, we certainly don't have to go to the extreme of these Spartans in our world, but we can go into a greater awareness of living and enjoying what we have. With all the money that Bill Gates has, he probably finds the greatest enjoyment in his home, which is a luxurious home to be sure, but obviously it's not so terribly luxurious, because he wouldn't make it beyond his enjoyment. And his enjoyment is in things that he is familiar with his wife and his children, and his enjoyment of his lake. That's why he built on the lake. His enjoyment of the skies of the Northwest. His enjoyment of the countryside that pleases him the best. What kind of a world pleases you? What kind of a life pleases you? Do you like to go on vacation? Well, when you go on vacation, do you like to be so busy that you are every moment doing something and rushing here and there? Or do you set an itinerary for yourself that allows you to stop and smell the flowers? Do you set an itinerary for yourself that allows you to enjoy the beautiful things that you're going to see? True, some people like to see history. They like to see ancient buildings. They like to look at beautiful houses and beautiful things in other places. But, you know, when we settle right down to it, we have caused ourselves to live in the area we live because there's something very special there beside ourselves. And because there's something very special there, we might once again take a look at our neighborhood. Take a look at our home. Take a look at our environment, our family. Take a look at our sky. Take a look at our trees. Take a look at where we live. And once again, look at that and delight in it, because that's where we chose to be. Look at where you are and where you have placed yourself in the world today. And it doesn't really matter where you placed yourself. It doesn't matter whether you placed yourself in the desert, in the forest, in a big city, in a little town, in the country. It doesn't matter where you placed yourself. It just means that for some reason you have placed yourself in that particular environment. So, as long as you have, look around and enjoy. Look around and delight in what you have, because this you have created. This you have brought forth out of your mind. This you have brought forth because you want it. And though you might feel there are better places, though you might feel there are places that have less trouble, less tension, less upheaval than where you are, you can bring peace to where you are by realizing you created where you are. And so delight in it. Find the good in everything, and be like that childlike innocent, looking at the world in which you are and saying, my dad is here, my mom is here, my family is here. And really, that's what matters. Have we forgotten those things? Today we begin the new year. This is the first day of January 2007. And we look about us on this first day of January 2007, and we say, oh, what a wonderful world I live in. And you know, that thought is brought home to me all the more every time I speak to my friends around the world. And I say to them, wouldn't you like to live in the United States? Wouldn't you like to live in California? I'd like to visit there, they say. But this is my home. This is where I want to live. I love Nigeria. I love Switzerland. I love Australia. I love where I live. And even where they live is a big country. But they might even say, I love the city I live in. I love the house I live in. I love the neighborhood I have. And, you know, I really wouldn't change it for anything, because that's where I chose to be. And I bless it, and I love it. And as 2007 dawns in your life and mine, let the love that you have, I know I'm letting the love I have, pour out unconditionally upon where I am. And like the Spartans, I don't need very much to be happy. And yet, I have everything I could ever desire, because I am there. And I am there with those I love. Unconditionally love. And it will always be that way. Join me this wonderful day in opening up this new year for a glorious experience that will never come again, and yet will last forever. I love you. I love you. I love you. Yeah.